Bom dia, antes de mais, cumprimento todas e todos os senhores jornalistas.
Good morning. I'd like to begin by starting by greeting all who are here. As you know, we have the NATO PA president here with us. Also, a member of the Chamber of Representatives, my colleague Gerald Connolly, also the Secretary General of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, Ruxandra Popa, myself. I'm head of the Portuguese delegation to the NATO Parliamentary Assembly. And if you'll allow me some short and brief words, and then I'll pass the floor over to the President and to the Secretary General. And obviously, we will answer any questions you may have. If you allow me, I'd also like to thank the application sent by Portugal to host this 67th annual session of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly. This had never happened before. It's the first time ever Portugal hosts this Parliamentary Assembly, which is highly complex, involving many people, many means, as you are all very much aware. I would also like to thank ever so much all of those who have been involved in making this possible, my colleague Gerald Connolly and Madam Secretary General as NATO PA members. I'd also like to thank and congratulate the President of the Portuguese Parliament, Mr. Ferro Rodrigues, who from the very beginning has been available and very helpful in promoting this event. It was very important, stimulating for us. For very many years now, we have had this possibility on the table, however, never been able to actually materialize it, and now it has materialized. So I'd also like to thank, in this circumstance, to all of those within the Portuguese Parliament who have been tireless in helping prepare and get together and organize this annual session. I would also like to say that we are hosts of this particular session, which is going to be a very special one, as it's a challenge for all of us to carry it out with 200 MPs from all the member countries of NATO. Not all are present, however. Many have been unable to participate given the restrictions imposed as a result of the pandemic. And as was suggested by the Health DG, which norms and procedures we have taken on board. So we have others therefore, who are here with us in person, but others will be attending from afar. I would also like to underline the high quality of this program. You may address questions on the matter if you wish later. And this was prepared with the Parliamentary Assembly and our collaboration. Many people were hand-picked by NATO Parliamentary Assembly to be involved, and others proposed by us, and we were absolutely overwhelmed by the collaboration and by the openness to be a part in preparing this. And apart from the high quality of the content on hugely important matters, which will be raised by MPs from many countries, there will also be a wide discussion and debate on the hot topics of today, not just the pandemic, but long-lasting issues that NATO has had, current affairs, and also issues pertaining to the pandemic. The world will no longer be the same and will be a different place altogether from what it was pre-pandemic. And we are going to talk about security issues within the scope of NATO. We are very happy and would like to thank deeply the NATO PA president. We are going to have, for the first time, an award which will be given out for the very first time ever in Portugal. And Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is going to be awarded this special prize, and this will be done in this country during this session, and that for us is a huge honor. To talk about the challenges NATO faces nowadays is a role which is of others. There are very many noble challenges at stake, old issues which have been developed over time. There has been persistence of various problems that are dealt with over the course of time. But I'm certain that all the debates and discussions to be held here will be very fruitful, debates in which MPs will be a part of, and those debates will take place during the course of these days. But if you have any questions pertaining to these, we are here to answer. I would once more like to thank you ever so much for your presence here to cover this event, which is of a singular nature for our country. We truly believe it's going to be hugely successful. We have ordered some special weather. St. Peter has been very generous, giving us this equatorial, tropical, sunny weather, blessing the city of Lisbon, which charms us all and will charm, no doubt, and enchant the more than 300 participants, including the secretariat and so on. So more than 300 people who will be present. So thank you ever so much once more.
Very generous Portuguese government. Let me also, I usually take credit for the weather. It is a beautiful thing to be able to meet again in person after this terrific, horrible pandemic, and for it to be in Portugal. So we're honored and grateful that Portugal stepped forward and was willing to work. And, of course, I salute the Portuguese people for having, I think, the highest vaccination rate in the world, which we know then makes everything safer. And we also admire the fact that, you know, the Portuguese people are still taking very seriously the mask and social distancing, which we also appreciate. That's something we're trying to do in my home country. And Portugal is a good model for all of us back in the United States. I also want to thank Portugal and the Portuguese people for historically being a cornerstone of the Transatlantic Alliance. Portugal is one of the founding members of the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance. It understood early on that at the beginning of the Cold War, there were real threats, and those threats had to be met, and they were best met collectively. Over those many years, Portugal has been a staunch ally and friend and participant in the Baltic, in the Mediterranean, in the Atlantic, in Afghanistan, in Kosovo. Today, you're tailored presence in Romania and in NATO's maritime security operations, and of course contributing to the global coalition against Daesh and financing the helping to finance the NATO Trust Fund for the Joint Training and Evaluation Center in Georgia. NATO, Portugal is a just a critical partner for NATO, and we're partially one of the reasons we're glad to be here is to say that loud and clear. Your friends, your allies appreciate the criticality of Portugal historically and today. From our point of view, the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance is going through a revision of its strategic concept. And we believe that's critical because the old strategic concept still refers to Russia as a partner, which it most certainly is not, and doesn't even mention China. And, you know, clearly a revised strategic concept has to take cognizance of revised reality. And things like cyber threats, you know, disinformation campaigns, the undermining of democratic elections, forces inimical to democratic institutions within our own countries as well as externally. And so making sure the strategic concept addresses that is just critically important. But also in the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, as you know, Adele, we want to say, look, NATO stands for two things. We are a collective security alliance committed to our collective security. But on the other hand, we are also an alliance coming together around common shared democratic values. Because if we're not equal in our commitments, then we're just another military alliance that apparently doesn't like certain people or countries. And of course, that's not who we are. And so strengthening those commitments through the creation of architecture dedicated to the promotion of democratic institutions and democratic values is something we believe is very important and needs to be part of NATO's own reassessment and updating of its strategic concept. So in our deliberations, we're very much looking forward to collaborating with you on those twin goals and in having a renewed experience in person after 20 months of a terrible pandemic. Thank you so much for having us here today.
Is this working?
Green. When the light comes on. Here, here's mine.
All right, thank you. Okay, let me just add really a few short words about the context for this session and echo the president's words about how happy we are to be meeting in person again and be meeting in Portugal. This annual session comes at the end of the Assembly's yearly cycle of activities. So the Assembly has been considering 15 reports over 2021. And this is the end of when, you know, we examine this report and the committees and the Assembly will adopt those reports. We also have 7 resolutions that the Assembly will be discussing. That is a consolidated opinion of Assembly members on really the key priorities on NATO's agenda. The Assembly is institutionally separate from NATO. It's a separate body, but those resolutions are being sent to the NATO Secretary General and NATO governments, and the NATO Secretary General replies in writing to each of these resolutions. So really, it is the opinion of allied legislators on the key priorities on NATO's agenda that we will be adopting here in Lisbon over the course of the next 3 days. As Adão Silva just mentioned, we have a really terrific lineup of speakers for this session and large attendance with 190 members of parliament present here in Lisbon, another 70 roughly joining online. So overall, indeed, 300 participants here from 36 delegations. So the 30 member delegations of NATO and then a range of also partner delegations and the European Parliament being represented here as well. So I'd be happy to elaborate on any details that you would like, but I just wanted to sort of frame our discussions here. And indeed a very large US delegation coming with the president.
Yeah, we should add to that. Thank you, Alexander. the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the first woman speaker in the history of the United States, Nancy Pelosi, will be here, as Adao said, to speak to us and to receive the first Women in Peace and Security Award created by the NATO Parliamentary Assembly and first awarded here in Lisbon. And we are also joined, the U.S. delegation is also joined by the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. So it's a very high-level delegation and one of the largest we've had to any meeting in many, many years. It tells you how popular Lisbon is back home in the United States.
Se há algumas perguntas, estaremos disponíveis.
In case you have any questions, we are here and available to answer them.
To Speaker Pelosi will be made on Monday at the plenary session, and she will be making remarks at that time.
Alguma pergunta mais?
Any further questions? Unfortunately, the interpreter cannot hear the question addressed by the journalist. Unfortunately, the interpreter cannot hear what's being said. Thank you very much. I'd just like to say that as this is the first time that Portugal is going to host this event, you mentioned the general topics which are going to be debated. I'd like to ask whether Portugal, as a NATO member, whether Portugal proposed any particular topic for debate. We proposed some of the speakers. We coordinated with the NATO Parliamentary Assembly. I won't go into that kind of detail. I believe it's not important to do so, but I would like to underline that we were very pleased to hear that NATO Parliamentary Assembly agreed to the presence here of Vice Admiral Gouveia de Melo, addressing, as Gerald Connolly said, the issue of our current scenario, namely the high rate of vaccination in our country. He is one of the prime figures in having made this possible, and so we wanted him to be present. He will be present. He will be talking about something which he himself chose to talk about. We will also have the presence here of the former Prime Minister and former President of the European Commission, Mr. João Barroso. He was asked to address on a particular topic, which he will do so. So this was just to give you a general idea that there has been close coordination between our own parliament and NATO in terms of content, speakers, and I believe our country has also become more enriched and has contributed to making this agenda and this content richer as well. I'd also like to mention that we will also have the participation of the highest instances of our country on the 11th. The Prime Minister will be here. The President of the Parliament, Portuguese Parliament, who is, let's say, the ultimate host of this event, also His Excellency the President of the Republic, and also the NATO Secretary General, who, it's said, doesn't tend to go twice to the same country. And funnily enough, he was here recently in Portugal, invited by the President of the Republic. So he will be here in the country twice in a very short period of time, and will be here not just to be here in person, but also to ask and address questions and answer any questions that he may be asked. Also, the Sub-Secretary General will and the Deputy Secretary General will be here in order to enrich this list of illustrious speakers.
So I would also say, when a country hosts this meeting, every committee meeting, every plenary session is infused with that country's leadership and perspective, right? So in a sense, Portugal gets to help guide our conversations and debates as the host, in I think a very creative and productive way. And so the Portuguese point of view or contribution to be made, as Adão said, I think is well set up by virtue of the fact that it's hosting the meeting.
Bom, parece então que não há mais questões. Agradecemos mais uma vez a vossa participação.
Well, there don't seem to be any further questions. We would like to thank you ever so much for your participation. For us, it's an honor to have President with us, Secretary General with us, and I hope that you will be able to be with us over the next few days and follow what's being done. We have an excellent team of parliamentary representatives who are here to give you all the support you may need. Although I must say sometimes it becomes rather complicated to provide all of the support because work will be conducted in two different venues, at the hotel and here in Parliament. And having said this, I would like to say goodbye to you all on behalf of the Parliamentary Assembly. Have a very nice day and see you all tomorrow.